Later, Beaver volleyball team will be at home coming up on Thursday. It's their final home competition of the year, senior ceremony as well. We'll be talking with a couple of seniors here momentarily, and so they'll be playing on at the Scott Community Event Center against Goodland and Colby, part of the league triangular here. We're assistant coach Marcy Patton joining us here as we kick things off here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. And, you know, we get to the first week of October and you look back, it's like, man, this season's going fast.
It's going really fast, yes.
Yes. Well, kind of recap a little bit Saturday and a little bit of yesterday as well. Saturday, 1-4 day, pretty tough tournament. I thought it was pretty good competition throughout the tournament there. But your team competed well, ended up winning the final match of the day against Wheatland Grinnell. And, you know, it was good to see. There was some, I know it was a struggle win-loss, but there were some bright spots on Saturday.
Yeah, there were. The girls played pretty hard. They mm-hmm. really did come together in the last match, and it was good to end our day with a win. I think it made everybody feel better. I do believe that last night, I didn't get to see the girls play, mm-hmm. But last night when they played Liberal, they really played one of their best mm-hmm. matches last evening. So.
And that's a Liberal team that has been pretty dominant out here this year. They've
yes.
beaten Garden City two or three times and beaten a lot of the other WAC schools. So, you know, to play like that, and then I know they turned around and played Holcomb as a tough one there, but still, you know, there's still some positives going ahead here as you move toward the last few weeks of the year.
Yes, there is. I think that group that played last night really worked well together, and mm-hmm. They came together when we've had to go through a lot of adversity with injuries and sickness and things, and we've had to put girls in different spots, and they've had to adjust to that, and they did an amazing job with that last night.
It's just unfortunate when you have one of those years like that, but have you seen, it's been a while since Scott City's probably had that with a lot of injuries and sickness and whatnot, and has been weird not seeing a full year regular season lineup or beginning of the season lineup and not have that since then.
That is exactly what has happened to us.
Yeah.
So that it is different. But I do believe that it'll just make these mm-hmm. girls, especially the ones coming back in the next couple mm-hmm. years, to be even better players because they're having to play multiple positions. So.
And, of course, tomorrow it's weird. It's the final home competition of the year, and I know you hope with the C team, and that should be exciting there with Goodland and Colby. But overall, tomorrow, some good teams coming into town.
Yeah, there will be. It'll be good competition tomorrow night.
And, you know, C team, how do you feel like that your team has been able to compete this year?
Well, we started out really strong. They have had – I've only had six mm-hmm. girls for multiple times, but these – three or four of those girls have played a lot of JV too. Mm-hmm. So they have had a lot of playing time this season, which I think will help them in the future. So,
and, you know, you think, okay, you got six players. That's all you need for volleyball. You like to have a little bit of a bench, but at the same time, especially at C team level, I think that's a benefit that really teaches each player to learn the game in about every different spot possible.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, thank you for the time here, and hopefully things go well for you guys tomorrow and rest of the season here.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Marcy Patton joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we get her for a second week in a row, but it's good. It's good. Priscilla Peregrino joining us here, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. And so I know, first of all, congratulations. Last week, you were homecoming queen.
Thank you.
You haven't worn the crown yet since then, or?
I did a lot. Actually, Friday night, I wouldn't take it off.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I was worried you were going to wear it during volleyball on Saturday, but that's probably not allowed. So
I should have, shouldn't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the queen of the court, too, right?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, but, you know, you stepped into a bigger role here as of late here with injuries and whatnot here, but how do you feel like that? And the role that you've played, especially toward the end of Saturday and even yesterday, how do you feel like that you competed at that?
I think I've done a good job, especially mm-hmm. adapting to the different girls coming mm-hmm. in and the different rotations that we've been in. I think the team has also done a really good job. We've had two JV girls come in, and mm-hmm. Krista, she played all around. I think she's adapted very well with us. I think our whole team has adapted very well. All together, we really do. We bond very well together, and I think on the court, we're really strong together. That group that we had last night, I think we played an extremely well game of volleyball.
Well, and it's kind of it's fun to see really where you're at from the beginning to now. And where do you think that? How far do you think you've come along throughout this season?
I think we've. I actually think we've came really far, especially coming off of last night playing Liberal and Holcomb. We played very well, and I think considering that we have had to change our lineup and our rotations and the different players and different everyone has played, at least everyone has played two positions this year, different positions, and I think we've all came a really long ways.
And at times there you play in the net as an outside hitter, at times you're a setter, and what's that adjustment for you maybe mentally through that rotation?
Well, I think when I play – like, there was one game when I had to play outside, and that was probably one of my most stressful games because outsides do get most of the balls, and it was really, really stressful. And when I have to set, I think it's also kind of stressful, but it's also kind of like I kind of like it more because I can put the ball where I think it would, like, the best placement. But I think that right side kind of puts the stress off of me. Like, it's more relieving because I can do kind of – you know, it's just easier on that side. I think since that's the one position I've played the most this year, I'm more comfortable playing that side. But I think overall, I think all positions are, I think they're all good to play.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow, it's your final home competition of the year and for high school for you. And Colby and Goodland come to town. You've played them at least once at home already this year. And
yes.
What are you looking to take away from the final trip at home tomorrow?
I want to have fun. I really do want to have fun our last time on the court. For three of us seniors, that's our last time ever on that court since we don't play basketball. I just really want to, like, soak in the last time there, and I really want to, like, appreciate my team and just the community.
What's some of your favorite memories on the court and home?
I think one of my favorite memories was – well, can I, like, go back in time?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to.
I think my my most favorite memory was when I played JV my sophomore year and we won the JV tournament. We played that last game against Liberal. And then last year when I was injured, sitting the bench when we played Holcomb, I think that was a really fun game. And last night was extremely fun. That's definitely one of my highlights against Liberal.
Yeah. Well, that was way back in time.
Yeah.
Well, no, thank you very much, Priscilla. Congratulations on a good start to the season. Good luck to you tomorrow and have fun at home.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, Senior Priscilla Peregrino joining us here. Now we get to Tara Rose. She'll take the headset. All right. Well, Tara, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Has this senior season gone a little fast for you?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, so glad you're back with us. It's been a while.
It has.
Yeah, but no, but the senior season's gone very fast, as you mentioned there, and always does, and it goes faster with time, so keep that in mind.
Got it.
All right. But no, yesterday and Saturday, some good competition you guys faced. Yesterday down at Liberal, and I know you dropped a couple of sets there to pretty good Liberal, pretty good Holcomb team there, and how'd you feel like your play was overall?
I felt like my play was pretty good. I just think that as a team, we've been doing a lot of switching around, and getting used to that has been tough for us, but once we get it, we get it.
And you played the libero position this year, and you know that can be challenging because you almost at times you're constantly in the back row.
Yeah.
And if you're as coach, like, can I go play front row once, you know, and play net?
No? She always thinks I'm too short for
that. All right, man. Man, oh, man. But the nice thing about being a libero, you can serve and you can go for a kill, and you've had a couple this year.
Yeah.
I mean, those have got to be – if you've had a frustrating game and you get a kill from the back row, that's kind of like taking out some frustration, isn't it?
It really does.
But, no, what's been your favorite moment so far?
This year, probably beating Holcomb at Holcomb in three. That was one of the most energetic games we have played. And even though we didn't have a big student section, and they did, we just had all the momentum. And that was one of my favorite games.
Yeah, and tomorrow night's going to be your last go-around on the home court. That's got to be a little weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of sad, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah. What's been your favorite memory about playing volleyball in the event center there?
Probably our sophomore year. When we won the JV tournament as well.
All right. Yeah, you two teaming up again for that.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. Well, I'm glad you're having a fun season here, and you guys continue to improve here. And thank you, Tara, once again for the time. And good luck to you coming up here tomorrow and also the rest of this year.
Thanks, Adam.